pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, 6 minutes after the hour on this Friday morning. We do appreciate you listening. Still to come on the program, State Senator Chris Elliott, that's about a half hour from now. Make sure you stick around for that, but I'm very pleased to bring on my next guest. Always a pleasure to bring on Alabama's first congressional district's very own Jerry Carl. Congressman Jerry Carl on the line. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm absolutely wonderful here in South Alabama. The weather's perfect and sun shining, and just a wonderful day.
Yeah, well, it's good, I assume, to get out of Washington, D.C. I guess you're keeping track of what's going on in Washington right now. It looks like the January 6th commission's about to fail in the Senate, not getting the 10 Republicans to come over with the Democrats they needed. They were only able to get 6, and such as it is, that's going nowhere. But, it was kind of interesting to watch, to say the least.
You know, I voted against that, and I did it for one simple reason. There's 4 different branches of the government that are investigating that. What would a 5th one add to it, other than spending a lot of money compiling the same information from the same people? So that was my pushback on it. Congress doesn't do a very good job of regulating themselves. So I think we would not probably get an unbiased opinion from the majority if they put that on. So I voted against it. I knew we would lose it, as we do so many things. But, you know, I haven't kept up with it today. I've been in meetings all morning, but you're telling me they're going to vote it down?
Yeah.
I think that's good.
It looks like it's dead.
Again, there's 4 other... There's 4 other agencies up there that are investigating it now. What good is the 5th one going to do?
Well, and I guess the next step will be, the whip, James Clyburn, kind of signaled it yesterday that Pelosi will appoint some kind of special select committee or something along those lines. And, you know, the thing about these congressional committees, Congressman, is we've seen them in the past. I think about Benghazi. I think about a bunch of others. Nothing really ever comes because the legislative branch doesn't have prosecutorial authority.
Well, the Democrats are not going to let it die. They can't let it die. They can't run on the bills that they're passing because they're so controversial and so far to the left. That the only thing they can keep stirring up is January the 6th. We need to find out, we need to identify those bad players, we need to prosecute those bad players, but we don't need to spend every waking hour doing that. Let's take some of our attention and focus back on this country and try to get things a little more stable up under our feet. I mean, our economy is beginning, we're seeing inflation begin to pick up, and the bad thing about inflation, it's like a freight train. You can't stop it on a dime. It'll take a process to slow it down. So while you've got 4 other agencies working on this, the Democrat Party wants to keep it stirred up again. They want to make themselves victims. I saw where AOC compared her experience there on the 6th as being compared to a combat situation. So now she's taking some treatment. She's just got a psychiatrist working with her. I was on the floor, and if that is truly combat, as she referred to it, I when I heard that, I thought, oh dear Lord, what an insult to every military person that's ever served this country to compare that to that. I just thought that, leave politics out of it. I was embarrassed for her when she said that. So she wasn't even on the floor, just for the record. She was in her office. I was on the floor. Oh. You know, it was a lot of confusion. It was a lot of confusion, granted, and we got out of there in a hurry, and we were taken care of. The Capitol Police did a great job of taking care of us. So, the Democrats have got to keep this stirred up, and they've got to make themselves victims. That's what this is all about.
Well, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's office, I assume, is probably pretty far away from the Capitol, one of the Capitol office buildings down the street from the actual Capitol.
I truly don't know where her office is at, to be honest. I can't answer to that. I mean,
but it's not in, it wasn't anywhere really in the vicinity. We know it's not in, anywhere near the House chamber.
Okay. Well, you know more than I know on this, so I'll take your word for it.
Well, I think it's important to point out that there's like Longworth, all the Russell or whatever, all these Capitol office buildings that are away from the Capitol, and that's typically when you're in your office, you're maybe a block or two away from the literal Capitol where that took place. But anyway, not that important.
I was physically there when they were busting the glass out, and I did not get to the doors to hold the doors. But again, it all happened so fast, I would not compare that to a combat situation. That was my whole reason for bringing that up. I mean, that just insults our military and what they go through on a daily basis to protect us as a country. So, but the whole January 6th commission is just the Democrats' way of keeping that alive. They want to keep that alive. They want everyone that was in that group to be labeled as Trumpsters, as people that were coming in there to get them. Well, I got news for you. We were all in there together. I don't think they would have asked us if we were Republican or Democrat. First of all, I don't think anyone, no way of knowing if we would have got harmed or not. But it's the same scenario we deal with every day in Washington. We're victims. We're victims. We're victims. We hear that all day long. All day long. About every time.
Just for the record, she's in Cannon, so that's across Independence Avenue there in Washington, D.C. from the Capitol. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about something else. The possibility, you're hearing these reports now, I'm sure, about COVID-19 and its origins. Do you think that is this one of those instances where Congress ought to step in and conduct an investigation into this, given the amount of resources and time and the loss of life that this has caused? Should they investigate the origins of the pandemic?
I think it would be perfect if we stepped in and tried to investigate this. Well, we're not going to get the Chinese to work with us. We're going to never get the truth. Do we need to investigate it? We certainly do. And, I think what Facebook has done and kind of lifted, I think a lot of people are coming around to the realization, hey, this may be true, but you're going to never get the Chinese government to work with us to prove that. And we'll wind up in the same place where we're speculating. That's the best we can do, because two or three people got put in the hospital, during that time period. I've always refused to believe it came from somebody eating a bat. I'm not scientific enough to know if that's even possible, but my mind doesn't work that way. But I'd love to think we could get the truth from a study, but I don't believe we will. Again, it's so much of it's politics, and we have so many problems in this country. We need to be addressing and working things that we can fix, things that we can honestly fix. I mean, just the defense of this country is really becoming under fire and under question with the situation with China alone. I don't know how looking into this laboratory is going to help us from a defense standpoint. I haven't given it that much thought, but I wish it would answer all of our questions, but I don't believe it will.
Well, there are multiple efforts pushing for this. I'm sure you're aware, but people. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. One more point here. I know you're very busy this morning, but I think it's important that we talk about the Memorial Day holiday. You got a lunch coming up here. You're presenting some flags to some veterans. Talk about Memorial Day and talk about what you got going on later today.
Well, we've got some veterans that we're presenting some certificates to today, and I think some flags also. Michelle, this weekend and this Monday is just that rare opportunity once a year that we get to honor the people that have served this country and that have given the ultimate sacrifice for it. So, I encourage everyone Monday, just slow down long enough and thank God for this country and the people that have paid that ultimate sacrifice for this country. And I'm excited. These are the kind of things that I live for. I mean, you don't get any more American than Memorial Day. You truly don't. And it's just an exciting day, and we come together as friends and colleagues and veterans, and we just pay respect, and it's a great day to be an American. It truly is.
Yeah, and you know, I'm guilty of this. You look at these holidays as the 3-day weekends or whatever, and you don't really think about what they're for. But it's good that it's good to put that out there in front of the public and the sacrifice and things that make, I guess, what you're doing on Capitol Hill possible.
You're exactly right. It's what makes so many things we do possible. You know, the simple fact you can go vote and vote the way you want to vote. I mean, that's what our military has fought and died for. I mean, that's just one of many, many things. You know, the freedoms that we just take for granted. You know, we've seen through this COVID, you know, with being able to go in out of certain businesses and wear masks and all these things that infringe on what we consider to be normal privileges. That's what they fought for. I mean, that's as simple as that is. That's what they fought for. Now, I'm not saying the COVID wasn't a bad situation. I don't want to be quoted that way. I lost 6 friends in COVID. I look forward to looking back and seeing what we missed. And what we got right during COVID. But Memorial Day, I encourage everyone to get out and enjoy your families. Take a moment. Understand that without these sacrifices, we could not spend time with our families. We could not enjoy them. Every one of us have got some family that has paid that ultimate sacrifice. You know, unfortunately, we have fought for so many countries, for so many peoples, worldwide, freedom, and it comes home once a year. So let's take a moment and celebrate it.
And we had just a couple more minutes here. It would be remiss without asking you a question about, you still feeling pretty optimistic about 2022. You're seeing a lot of people getting campaigns and stuff, or, you know, it's a perpetual election cycle that we live in, but, still looking to be a pretty solid Republican year. Is that what you're hearing in Washington?
You know, the Democrats and the things that they're passing are so far left. I know in my district, I just had a meeting this morning with a gentleman that I actually ran against, and we sit and we're comparing notes, and he's helping me come up with some ideas. And, it's driving a lot of Democrats into a Republican tent. And I know what the media says. There's the storm inside the Republican Party. You know, I'm the first to agree the Republicans are free thinking, and you get 260 of them, and you put them in a room together, you got 260 different ideas, but we're much more creative. But in 2022, you're going to see those 47 districts that we have targeted. You're going to see every Republican and a whole bunch of Democrats come together because of the bills and because of some of the legislature that they have pushed through over the last, right now is 125 days, but over the last 2 years at that point, because some of this stuff is just so far to the left, no one can understand. Great example, Israel. Why would we not be supporting Israel? As simple as that is, I mean, my mother was rolling over in her grave the idea of an American not supporting Israel at any cost. So the Democrats have got to carry that. They've got to answer for those votes. All those union jobs they voted against, pipeline's a good example. All those union jobs that were lost, they're going to be answerable to those union workers. And those union workers have got long memories. So it's going to be a bad year, 2022, for the Democrat Party. And I certainly hope we can take a couple or three of those Senate seats, too. And they'll certainly make the last 2 years of Biden's administration a lot more comfortable than what we're having to fight right now. That's why you see them pushing so much stuff through so fast, as fast as they are now, because they know what's coming. They know as well as we do. But we can't take that for granted. We're working towards it every day, every day.
Congressman, you've been very kind with your time. We got to get to a break, but thanks for coming on this Friday before the holiday. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. And God bless America.
Thank you. Congressman Jerry Carl, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
From New York to Los Angeles. small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendant.